I love this song. Quite possibly the best little thing that got put together. Quite possibly. It's unbelievable. Next level, you say. Welcome back to the Pat McAfee Show here in Indianapolis, Indiana. We got a guy named Glenn Humplick on the line. Glenn.
Hello.
Calendar. That's a real name.
I'm sorry, I said that wrong. What is your name?
My name is Glenn Calendar.
Oh, my man. That's on me. I'm so sorry. We're pretty high. Gonzo set this interview up. Gonzo told me that you have a viewpoint about something that I would be interested in. I cannot wait to have this discussion. So you are anti, what's that called?
Circumcision.
Well, when it's done to children, yes. If you're a grown adult man and you think you have too much cock and you want part of it cut off, spoiler alert, almost nobody does, then, you know, it's up to you. It's your own body. My concern is that if it's your body, you shouldn't be allowed to, or no one else should be allowed to cut off part of your body, your penis, without your permission.
Okay, so when did you decide this? Like, when did this come be? When were you like, you know what? Them motherfucking doctors and my parents cut off my foreskin. Did they even ask me for permission when they cut off a piece of my dick? When does that conversation with yourself happen?
Well, actually, the conversation with me is different because my foreskin is still on my penis. I was not circumcised.
You hadn't even been through the struggle.
You don't know how glorious this is.
You don't know what I have.
We got a convertible, cuz. What are you talking about? What's that, Todd? You're saying?
Hey, well,
you just want everybody else to look like you,
so
you don't look weird.
Oh, Glenn, this is.
No, hey, man, you don't. All I can tell you is my foreskin feels awesome. It's the most sensitive and enjoyable part of my dick.
Have you ever felt
and
my dick?
I would be missing out on a lot of enjoyment.
Glenn, have you ever felt my dick, though? My dick feels good.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever do a puppet show?
Yeah, I'm not saying your dick doesn't, man. Dick? I have all of the parts of, if you're circumcised, I have everything you have. Mm-hmm. And I agree, everything you have feels good.
Plus more.
But there's more, man. There's more cock out there.
More disease.
And you're missing out on a large part of your penis. You're missing out on thousands of nerve endings if you don't have your foreskin.
Glenn, I don't know how there is a statue of you. Think about what this guy is willing to do. He is taking a stand because other people aren't enjoying their dicks as much as him. What a hero.
I agree.
This is a hero of a man. It's not even that he suffers from something. Mm-hmm. It's that other people are. And he's taking his shot and stand. Wow.
But is moisture a problem?
I wish I could plug my brain into yours so that you could actually feel what I feel.
Oh, you want me to feel your dick.
When, you know, I have sex. Because it's fantastic. And the foreskin is a pleasure organ. It's got thousands of nerves. It's a big deal. And I have to ask, there's, I think, six of you in the studio there. Is there a foreskin among you? Does anybody have a foreskin?
Oh, I'll tell you what.
No turtleneck.
You know what? When you didn't take that foreskin off, you lost out on math. There's nine of us in here. So there's nine. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but it's on me. I didn't do enough introductions to my friends here. But all of us, I think, we all got convertibles. Took the roof off at the red light. Trap.
Now, a convertible would mean that a foreskin makes your dick a convertible because you can have it forward, covering the head of your penis, and you can have it back, exposing it. If you're circumcised, your car has no roof on it. You're exposed to the rain all the time.
You don't have
that convertible.
Yeah, but we took it to the chop shop, made the fucking top drop. You know what I'm saying, bro? I mean, Glenn, we're in a rap song.
You know, and if it's your penis and you decide, and believe me, and it's sad that apparently no one there has a foreskin, because if you did, that guy would be sitting there saying, yeah, actually, it feels awesome to have a foreskin. I wouldn't want that cut off my dick because...
Right.
What man in his right mind wants less cock?
Right.
Did you have something to say?
That's why they do it to babies, because babies can't defend themselves. If you let men grow up to 18 and decide for themselves, hey, do you have too much dick? He'll say, no, I'm fine with my dick. And by the way, like three quarters of the men on this planet have their foreskins. They're perfectly happy and healthy and not complaining.
It's hard to watch their porns, isn't
it?
Yeah, it's hard.
It's not a good look. It's not a good look.
Do you ever play fun little games with it? Like sometimes when I'll pull my fist inside my sleeve and I'll go up to somebody and be like, look in there. Boom. And it comes out.
Oh, how about like whack-a-mole?
Sure. I actually do a show with my foreskin. It's kind of like Puppetry the Penis, but it's political and educational. Oh. And in that show, I do a bit where I stuff my foreskin full of grapes.
Oh.
And
I was going to ask what you kept in there.
How many grapes are in there?
Is it like a chipmunk situation?
Well, yeah, exactly. You can store stuff in it if you need to. And,
it's a good way to feed your lady grapes too. She's eating that shit like fucking was fucking edamame.
Just popping out of the hole.
You think Andre the Giant was circumcised?
No. From France, right? That's the Europeans. Europeans do not get circumcised.
If he's from France, he's probably not circumcised because almost all of the men in Europe have their foreskins. So right. And again, they're completely happy.
Do less significantly
are they,
less?
Are all men in Europe happy? I've been over there. They are not. There's a lot of miserable people over there. I got yelled at for stealing ice cream. They said.
If they're unhappy, it's not because they have all of their penises. Wow. I can't really imagine a man saying, you know, I'm miserable because I have all of my dick. I get 100% of the enjoyment I'm supposed to get from my penis. So, that makes me miserable. No, men don't feel that way. It's only when in the United States where men have to defend what was done to their penises that they'll say, oh, foreskins are weird and different. Actually, no, the weird thing is cutting off a perfectly healthy, normal body part.
He's doing
That's
all of this
the weird
because
thing.
He lives in America, and this is not a normal dick in America.
Right.
So he wants the dicks to be normal as to what his dick is because he does not want to get it done as an adult because it's like old dog, new tricks. That's what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
This is all
okay,
just...
Okay, so do you seriously believe that you were born with bad parts on your dick that urgently needed to be cut off right away when you're a baby?
Yeah, it's like the umbilical cord.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, it's not like the umbilical cord. The umbilical cord is supposed to come
Game
off.
Over!
Diggs, that was a little bit of a walk
no,
off.
No, trust
here.
Me.
Glenn, that sounds like that was a walk
I can tell you that I have a foreskin. It's all good. There are no bad parts of the penis. That's ancient religious bullshit.
You're
there
acting
are
like
no bad
your
parts.
Foreskin is adding like 8 inches to your dick, though. Like,
is it? That's an interesting
no, I've
question.
Seen porn
it just covers
and they
the
pull
head.
It back. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody's actually ever ate some ants with one.
Some ants?
Fucking old ant-eater ass.
He said you got an ant-eater dick, cuz. That's what Sean just said. Now, that wasn't me. That does not represent the whole show. That is
just
Sean.
Kidding,
like,
do you come quicker? Since you have more nerve endings, is that what you're saying? You come faster?
Or slower, cuz there's more there.
No, you don't come faster. It's just, it feels great.
Well,
to have
it feels better.
It doesn't
come
make
quicker.
You come faster, but you get more enjoyment, and you feel different things. The foreskin is sensitive to things that the rest of the penis is not sensitive to.
It's a shame.
Like stretching.
Ooh.
Like if you pull on your foreskin, it's this really nice stretch feeling. It's really nice.
Oh, good morning.
Rise and shine, old buddy.
Bro, his foreskin's yawning. Yeah. This is unbelievable.
He wakes up early. Boo. Hey, babe, can you wake up? Can you pull my foreskin?
Let's do some partner stretching.
Damn straight.
Get your hammies.
I would love to wake up to having my foreskin pulled every morning. That would be
Glenn.
That would be awesome.
Glenn,
no problem.
So, Glenn, you just think that doctors should not immediately go for the foreskin as soon as birth happens?
Absolutely. Like, because medical ethics requires there to be an illness of some kind before you would do something as extreme as amputate a body part, right? And a boy, actually, girls have a right to keep all of their body parts. And then at 18,
they don't talk
they
about that.
Themselves if they
don't
want
talk something. About that at all these marches.
They don't.
They don't talk about it. Men get no chance to save that foreskin early on. No chance.
Welcome
the bottom
to the line world. Here is that the doctor has no business forcing a completely healthy child to have an unnecessary amputation. Because there needs to be
I wouldn't
illness.
Classify it as an amputation. It's a removal of skin. You're not removing a limb.
If you cut something off and it doesn't grow back, that's basically an amputation. The American Academy of Pediatrics describes circumcision as the amputation of the foreskin. So it is definitely medically an amputation. It's just a smaller body part.
Are you Canadian?
Than a limb.
What if it did keep growing back?
He's
That'd
Canadian.
Be gross.
So Canada has the same issue as America with this?
Well, Canada doesn't have as much circumcision. In Canada right now, it's probably about maybe 30% or less of boys are circumcised. Well, in the United States, it's more like 56%. So we have about half as much circumcision in Canada as in the United States. And again, the men here are completely fine. There's nothing wrong with having
curling.
All of your body parts.
Only
if there was something wrong with the skin, you know, evolution would have cut us off like a long, long time ago. All of the mammals, male and female, in the world have foreskin. It's a normal body part.
You know what? They
and,
don't have opposable thumbs.
Really
Got them. That's what they do. They don't have colonies either or communities. Hey, Glenn, we appreciate the hell out of you, brother.
Well, I appreciate you.
Have a good one. I think, you know what? I wish I could get one put back on. Put the hood back on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sounds like we're missing out.
Well, you can Google foreskin restoration and maybe get some of your foreskin back.
Oh, wow. Oh, Glenn, appreciate you, buddy.
Just use Play-Doh.
No problem. Have a good one.
It was a wild turn to the day.
He was repeating the same things.
Yeah.
But he was saying he basically has that dope dick.
That was his biggest point was, yeah, we don't get as much enjoyment out of sex as he does.
Come here, let me dope you.
Probably smuggle drugs in there.
You could.
You smuggling drugs?
Not anymore with the TSA scanners. They check that shit.
Pull back your hood, please.
Sir, we got to check your balls.
Dope dick.
This is a song. This is a real song. Rick Ross talking about his.
Is it good to have a dope dick?
I think it is. Well, I don't know. You ask Glenn. He's got the dopest.
He's out here just tugging on it.
I've never heard somebody that passionate, though. It's real, though, if you think about it. It is real to think about.
There would be, I guess, thousands of nerve endings we're missing out on by not having that.
But like,
more sensation.
I got enough.
Is that the hill you're gonna die on? Because like a lot of guys, I feel like I'm pretty happy with my circumcised dick.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I wonder if he could help him sense danger. He just get a little extra tingle in there because you know sometimes you get spooked and you get that little sensation in your dick. You're like, oh boy, that's like an alarm clock for danger.
He's got like spidey sense.
You know, whenever you hold when you hold like the two hangers and they cross, they're steel. That's what he was acting like. Yeah. He was acting like his foreskin had magic powers.
We should dig a well there. My dick's on fire right now.
More where that came from after the break. You're listening to the Pat McAfee Show.